point, I'd like to actually take a step backwards and acknowledge, yes, Citizens United was a horrible decision. It made a very bad campaign finance law worse. I mean, a crisis, really. There are now billions of dollars, much of it completely unknown, some of it from foreign sources. We know for a fact, we just don't know how, because the Chamber of Commerce is basically funneling it. But I also want to underscore, Peter B., it's not as if we had a functioning Democratic Republic before the Citizens United case. The point I moved to amend goes far deeper and says we need a constitutional amendment to say corporations don't have any constitutional rights. They have legal privileges which are subject to the political process, but only living, breathing human beings have inherent and inalienable constitutional rights. And we need to overturn the equally illegitimate, also court-created idea that money equals speech in the first place. You know, before the Buckley versus Vallejo decision in 1976, it was absolutely understood that campaign finance laws were political questions. The court turned it into a constitutional legal fight, which is illegitimate.